Yeah, okay, so we met Magni last summer through a connection with a couple called Stephen Holly, who came to Elfheim maybe 17 years ago. After they came here, they went home and got engaged. So, I don't know if that's prophetic. Holly had a connection with your...
With my son.
With your son.
And we had good connection with Holly's parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
In campaigners, yeah, when we worked in London.
So Stephen Holly came last summer for a kind of low-key family week that we did before Discipleship Week, which Adam was part of. And so they connected, and that's how we met Magni and Robert. Mm. And Magni spoke for 3 hours or so, and it was just fantastic. It was just fantastic. I've already hyped you up enough, I think, to them before you got here. Magni, it's all yours. What can we... Anything you need.
Oh, I've taken the wrong Bible tonight, but I hope it won't fall over. Yeah. What is the time now? Oh, dear me. 20 past 8, nearly. Let us just pray a little bit, because we have talked so much now and laughed so much that we have to get our thoughts together. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here with us. Thank you, Lord, that we just want to widen our heart for you. We welcome you, Lord, and we just say, speak into our lives, Lord. Anoint my lips and anoint my heart, and that your word will be alive and be received. So your name will be honored. Your name will be glorified. And thank you, Lord, that you are here in this home. Thank you, Lord, that you are here in Sheldon. Thank you, Lord, that you are here in this land. And thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten us. I just thank you and praise you that we can share your food for our souls in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, that it's been such a joy to be with you tonight, to just talk to you. And to just share with you, and to, yes, it's really like I said to my husband, I've had so much joy just being with you, that I just want to go home now. But I can't just do that when you are waiting for me to say something. And now I'm very happy for Isaac. He was looking for this booklet, which is so nice. I'm amazed about the inexpressible joy. And I can tell you there was no joy on his face. He looked so worried and so downcast. So he's walking like this, he's coming. He's just like me. I'm always worried when I can't find things. But he's walking like this, in heavy steps. I thought you're not an old man, I saw. And I said, don't worry, I said, just stand still and the Lord will work it out for you, he will find it. And he just looked, hey, there it is, he said, and you see the joy on your face again. Bless you. But I'm so amazed about this inexpressible joy that I just get joy looking at it. Is it you who made it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, God bless you. So, you are better than I thought you were. No more laughing, because otherwise we don't get into it. And some people ask, who am I? And this is my dear husband, Robert. He is English, and I come from a place called Finnreiter. We lived there, we came back to Norway 75 years ago, 15 years ago, and someone asked me, how long did it take you to drive? But depends who is driving. If it was Robert, we would have been arriving now. But I know the road so well that I can, speed on. But 75 kilometers from we leave our home to we are here. Don't ask me how long it took.
Near
Songdal, yeah. About 23 kilometers from Songdal, out to the peninsula. And it is a long fjord all the way out. And it is very nice and it is beautiful. There we live. And we have 1-2 sons. And then I thought about, what is joy? Joy is to be here tonight. Joy is to have my husband with me. He nearly thought that he will stay home tonight, but I said, no, you can't, because you are the one who, stick it together. So it was joy to come here tonight. I was looking forward to see you all. And now Stephen says that it is about 14 different countries here represented, but you didn't include in Norway, so we are 15. So it is so many things. I thought, joy, and inexpressible joy. And what, add something to your stories, wrote Steve. And I was so biblical, I thought that I must take a little bit from the Bible tonight. I think last time I was maybe not so much as I wish I had done. But big joy. We have 2 sons. They are both married. They are committed Christians. We have 7 grandchildren. And it is much joy. And today I've been jumping in a fjord with them. And I will say, if it is anyone over 70 here, when you go in the fjord and you think it is cold, you're standing like, oh, no, I can't. Just stand like this with a tiptoe. You do some exercise on the land, and that is like this. Nice. What was it? Yes, like this. 5 of this on each side, and then you keep on doing it, and you can do it each. And then you're warm and jumping. Then you dive in, and it's no problem. And that is what I do, but I'm blessed to have grandchildren. If I hadn't had grandchildren, I think, oh, now would I? But it is good. And here, I told someone in this fjord, this part, it is cold. If you see out here, it is green, and that is with the glacier, so it is cooler in here than it is further out. I don't know where I put my... Could you help me to find it, Isa? You see that now I start worrying. Where have I put my note? Oh, yeah, here it is. I wasn't joking. What I have written there? Joy of finding things. That was just, when I look at you, how happy you are when you found it. It is like, have anyone lost your mobile and you wonder where your mobile is? Do you get panicking and that? And, oh, you lost it. Then I often wonder, oh, where is my mobile? Then I ask my husband, please, can you phone me to find it somewhere? And it is with me, it is a bit silly to put your license in it and your bank card and all that. So when you lost your mobile, you lost quite a few things. But joy of finding things, joy, and this is the inexpressible joy. And how are we? I hope I talk to mostly Christian, committed Christian tonight, because the world cannot give us any joy. The world can't give us anything, but we can give the world all what we have experienced. And then I want to say, what is my inexpressible joy? The first of all I think about, that is when I became a born-again believer. And I said to someone tonight, where are you born again? I won't say who it was I spoke to, but with... I don't know completely if I am or not, but I do pray and all that. I try my best. And then I say, it isn't to try your best, because Christ has done it all. It is just for us to enter into it. And now, when this food was done tonight, beautiful dinner, very, very nice. Oh, and the rice, beautiful, and that chicken you have put in, and that garlic and whatever, I don't know what it was, but it was good. And we were here, and you have been in the kitchen, made it all, and then out there, he said, welcome to the table. But everyone is sitting here, and you are not going to the table. You know all the rice, you know the two saucepans, you know everything. But you are not going to taste and see how good it is. You are sitting here. I just take a picture because Christ set the table for us every day. And the table is so full of good dishes, but we are not hungry enough to taste and eat and to see how good the Lord is. And you would have been so disappointed if we hadn't come out to eat. Wouldn't you? You would have stopped biting your nails and think, what have I done wrong tonight? What have I done wrong? But sometimes we behave, I talk to myself, sometimes we behave like that as Christians. We are not hungry enough to eat and taste and see how good it is in every way. So to this person I spoke tonight, you don't need to do anything. Christ has done it all. It is for us to walk to the table and eat and to be satisfied. And someone said, I didn't have lunch today. But so often we don't have any spiritual food some days. You see, so much as you eat the physical food, we should have double of the spiritual food. I was a teacher in London, in the East End. And in that school there were many Muslims. And they asked for prayer rooms in the school. And there was so much discussion because they were extended the building. And those children, they year six, they wanted prayer rooms to pray. And the teachers didn't dare to say so much. But the Muslim teachers, they had much to say. Then the Norwegian lady thought, I'm not sitting still anymore, I must open my mouth. And I said, I want also a prayer room, I said. They said, are you praying five times a day? Five times is not enough for me. I pray all the time. I just took that one like a little bit, yeah. Are you? I said, my God. I said, are you praying to Allah? Now I pray to the living God, I said. I always use the living God. So I would say the biggest joy for me was the day when I received... Yeah, don't fall out the window. When I received Jesus Christ was on the 3rd of April, 11 o'clock, 1972, long time before any of you were born, not maybe your parents were born. I had such a joy in my heart when I had received Jesus Christ. I just said, Lord, to you who don't know if you are or not, it is so simple. You say, Jesus Christ, I want you to come into my heart. And you just confess your sins and you say, I want to serve you. I want you to be Lord of my life. It is so simple, but it is so difficult because the devil hates us to come to know him. He just doesn't want it, you see. He wants to set one thing after another in front of us. But Christ, he has died for the whole world. He has risen. He has saved everyone. So men start to build this and this and this to reach God. But Christ came. Christ came. He is the bridge builder. He is the bridge builder. You can trust him in every circumstances you come to. Everything. I have lived the life now. I'm soon 73. And I can tell you, he never let you down. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And the more and closer we walk with him, the more we trust him, the more happier we are. I am happy. I just... But I know that you can be depressed and you could be downcast. Don't, I have some days like that. Not many of them, but it can be days. Isn't that true, Robert? When I get a bit irritated on you and can be a bit sharp in my words. Yeah, but thank God that I have a nice husband. I always say him every morning, oh, I love you, my darling. Oh, but it is true. No, that is, there wasn't about me and my darling or anything, but it was about the spiritual food and about my birth in Christ Jesus. That is number, that must be the, it was so great, and I was in, it was Easter, and I was away with a friend of mine, and on it, like a camp, and when I received Christ, oh, I wanted the whole world to know. I wanted the whole world to know. I was more up in the air. So when I came back to the teacher college, where I trained to be a teacher, they said, calm down, Molly, calm down. And I was in a prayer meeting, and I was praying so loud, and I just think, and I prayed for a whole world. And a preacher took me aside and said, you start at home first praying before you take the whole world, he said. But I thought he could have put me off. But God bless him, it meant it best. Like, you know, it takes a long time to pray for the whole world. Then you start with country after country. So maybe he wanted a meeting to be finished. Now, I will praise you. I will praise the Lord who counsel me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let the Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasure at your right hand. And then I just think, many people say, oh, for a beautiful country you live in, all the fjords, all the mountains, and the glory, the beauty and all that. And yes, it is wonderful, it is beautiful, because we wake up every morning, I say to my husband, every morning we wake up to the fjords, the mountains, we see the cruise ship going out the fjord, not that I'm so happy about the cruise, another chapter, but we see them. And I just think, may I not be blind to see the beauty around me. But the beauty we see here is nothing compared to what we are going to see to be with the Lord forever and ever. So we have to think about that he is, you will fill me with joy. The only the Lord who can fill us with joy in your presence with eternal pleasure. Or we must think about eternity when we are thinking eternity. I just think now, I said to someone, it is not long since I was 24 and the other one was 23 sitting on each side. I think it was that. And I just say, in fact, it's not long since I've been that, I said. But when you look at me, you think, am I crazy? But you don't understand it before you reach that age. But then I know I'm not here. But you will remember that funny lady maybe who spoke that night and think, yes, she was right. I didn't think it was going so quickly. But the life here on earth is nothing, that is so short compared to eternity. So what are we doing here on earth? We want to have that inexpressible joy. How have we that inexpressible joy? We have to walk with him, and we have to walk closely with the Lord. We have to take up the cross and follow him daily. Daily. And then we have to be hungry. There were no one sitting there when they were invited for dinner. Everyone ran to the tables, and everyone had a place to eat. And so it will be with the spiritual food also. That we just have that hunger for it. Now I have to ask, do you understand what I'm saying? Or do I speak too fast? I don't ask you, my heart, darling, because you are used to my...
Yeah.
Very quickly, but you are, I'm okay.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes I think to myself, I will speak very slowly tonight, but then I forget myself, so you push me. Especially when I look at the time. Yes. So I'm just going to read a few scriptures to you and about the joy of the Lord. And it is to meditate upon the words. It's just a taste. And that is Psalm 24, is it verse 8, that taste and see that the Lord is good. And then you have to meditate. You have to chew on it. It isn't just to, but we have to be quiet and thinking through what are we? What are we receiving? What are we? What is the Lord speaking to us in our lives? And when I became born again that time, I just was training to be a teacher, but I got also a missionary call. I think I talked about it last time. I won't say, but to serve the Lord wholeheartedly, and that Christ will be preeminent in our lives, that He will have the first place. And now you are many young people here, and I say that always among young people, you are looking at one another and you think, I would love to be married. Don't think about it in that way, but just pray that the Lord will give you the right woman in your life or your right man in your life. And don't spend too much time. Have you already been talking about it?
When it started down
there. So, yeah, and then it isn't just because you have to make a commitment that you will serve the Lord the rest of your life. And I meet Christian men and women who have gone and married a non-Christian. Please don't do that. Be hard enough to live with a Christian. So how can you now be light and darkness together? And we have a bit of that here in Norway, haven't we? Too many of them. Now, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. The joy of the Lord is so deep, and so wide and wide that it is to draw and draw. And the blessing of the Lord will make you rich, and He will add no sorrow to it, it is written in Proverbs. So when Christ is preeminent in your life, you are so close to Him that you will hear when He's speaking, talking, you will have dreams. I can tell you, because now I have experienced life, and it don't let you down, but you let the Lord down, and I let Him down. But we can come again and again and again. He never gets tired of us. That is the beauty we did.
Amen.
So, when I think about, I just said to Robert, we served in a mission in the east end of London called Bethnal Green Medical Mission. And we were up in Derby, north in England, and we went to London. And it was the east end of London. It can be a bit tough. And but I don't worry about tough places or anything. And when Norwegian people came to me to the east end of London, they said, how can you live here? You come from Norway. And I said, why shouldn't I live here when the Lord has called us to this place? But I just said to Robert, I never asked, how much are we earning? Are you getting paid or anything? I never ask about money. But I don't say that we should be like that. But I just know that the Lord supplies all our needs according to His will. Philippians 4:19. The Lord will supply all your needs. And I can underline it. I can write a book about it. You don't need to ask so and so and so. Talk to your Heavenly Father. He will supply all your needs. Notice the word needs and not the wants. But sometimes we are so blessed that He sort out our wants also. But it, yeah, it is because we want to glorify Him. We want to lift His name up. And I always, when people say about, oh, isn't it beautiful here? Isn't it lovely here in Norway, these mountains and all that? And then I think, how can I get, with non-Christian Emily, how can I get Christ into this beauty? So you, yeah, this that we have to, yeah, we have even much more beauty who is waiting for us to be with Christ forever and ever. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who live in me and through me. And people will notice when we have Christ in our lives, or if we have, because we are different. We are different. We are salt and we are light in this world. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. So He invites us again and again to come to Him. And we don't need to have anything. Just come to Him just like we are. And He will just, we just work in our lives. And I just say to Robert, even our age now, I'm excited about what the Lord has for us in the future. Or tomorrow even. Or tonight. He have an excitement about it. Have an excitement. I get so excited today. I thought, I can jump in the fjord swimming with our grandchildren. And I thought, how blessed I am. How blessed I am. But it is this one. No. This one. It is this one, yeah. So you see, God is good. So we can, yeah. It is that we renew our spirit to renew our spirit. So, I'm going to cut out a little bit of, because there are other people are talking also, isn't it? A little bit.
It's okay, we can cut out short. You can continue.
You can do awesome.
You have no time in this.
So,
take your time.
Take my time, yeah. Are you going to bed tonight, or? Now, I'm going to read some verses from Colossians to you, and that is from Colossians 3:23. First one is there. The first is the verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him. And I just reckon that all of you have received Christ in your life. Continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthening the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. And I just think sometimes when people come and they are a bit this and that, and I said, have you few things to give thanks for? Just start when you're praying, think about few things. Maybe today, few things you will be grateful with. Tomorrow, maybe three things. The next day, it will be more and more to give thanks to the Lord. And I just thought, thank you, Lord, that you're giving me a new day today, this morning then. And still, the day is for me here. Also, because we have the moment, we haven't the whole day. We don't know. But this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. And to just be grateful and thankful. So, in Colossians, therefore Colossians 2:6, Colossians 3:17, also it's about the same. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So, it's not always we like, give whatever you do, give thanks to God the Father, that He will have the first place. Not always we are grateful for I can't say that I'm so fond of cleaning toilets, but it has to be done. It has to be done. And then the Lord will give us more and more joy and strength to do what we are not comfortable with either. But He's helping us. He's giving us what we need. Now, I just found a book. It's what I'm going to give tonight. Do you know this one? It is.
Never heard of it.
You have never heard about it. It is this man here, Warren Wiersbe.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He has written quite a lot of books with Be Joyful, Be. And I just want to give this book to someone. I know who they are, who that person is, but I won't say it now, so now you are a bit excited about it. But I just thought that person is going to have this book, so now I won't wait till I'm finished and all that. But it is Be Joyful, and it is all about Philippians. All about Philippians, this is. I've underlined something, and I can see that this to Robert and Magni. And we got it for Christmas, 1990. Were any one of you born in 1990? Oh, yeah, you were, some of you. Yeah. Yeah. And it is, yeah. So this has been in my bookcase. But I just look at Philippians. I have it. I'm sure that you have Philippians in your book because that the whole theme is about joy, joy. And then here it is written. Is someone who have a Bible or something? Yeah. Then you could read out for me. It is divided into four sessions here. So I will just start with a joy in spite of circumstances. That is the first is the single mind, and then on this joy in spite of circumstances. And read verse 1:21, Philippians.
1:21.
Chapter 1 and then verse 21. It's a well-known verse.
For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better.
Yeah, that was nice. What version do you have?
The NLT, New Living Translation.
Yeah. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So, yeah, that was joy in spite of circumstances. I just think it isn't, not that, I have a friend now who is quite sick, well, she's the same age as me, and she's at a hospital in Bergen. She lives not further out the fjord, but she was sent to a hospital, and she's quite poorly. And I just thought, I said to Robert, how blessed I am that I can swim with my grandchildren and have fun in the fjord, and then there's someone laying very sick. So, yeah, joy in the circumstances, but you have that deep joy in spite of whatever happened, because we are on a journey, and we are on a journey home. But I have to say, I had a grandchild who had leukemia, but he has recovered everything, but he's still bid for a checkup and all the rest of it, and he will be 8 now this month, and he has had a bit of back problem, but today he was jumping the fjord like anything, and I thought, but on the way back from the doctor yesterday, and I was driving, he said to me, how long am I going now to be for a checkup? I said, you have 3 more years for a checkup, I said. Oh, he said, Grandma, then after 3 years, then I think my back will be okay. And I thought, what an 8-year-old, he's 8 now in 3 weeks' time, I thought, what an 8-year-old is, yeah, nearly 8-year-old, are thinking. Yeah, 3
it's
years.
Leukemia.
I say leukemia. Leukemia, he has said. So, yeah. But he is well and everything, but it is a little bit. So number 2, this Philippians is divided into. Have you Philippians in your that book?
Certainly, you have. We were talking about this one.
And joy in spite of people. Joy in spite of people. Then it is chapter 2 and verse 3. Yeah.
Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves.
Yeah. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. And each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. And, yeah, joy, inspire, yeah. Often we are, it's so easy for us to compare ourselves to others and so-and-so is doing better, so-and-so is better with baking food, and someone is better with, but we have to, what the Lord has called you to, you have to develop in it, you have to walk with it, you have to go that way, however costly it will be. So then you think, oh Lord, why me? Why couldn't someone else do it? They are better than I am. Now I called you to go and do it. I called you to go and do it. And a calling can also, I always think about you young people, yeah. God has a perfect plan for you. So perfect. And it is for you to walk in it. And you say, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. Don't worry about that. The Lord is going to show you. And I know we had to wait for a while. We had to wait upon the Lord. And waiting upon the Lord is often hard exercise. But just be still. And to know that the Lord is with you. And He's going to show you the way. So it is, the spiritual mind is all about this, yeah, it's joy in spite of things. And that is chapter 3, verse 19 and 20, both verses.
They are headed for destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and they think only about this life here on earth. But we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for Him to return as our Saviour.
Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Seek God's kingdom. So they're seeking, and this is an exercise all the time. Because we are not interested with the earthly things. We seek heaven, but we are not so heavenly minded that we are not good for the earth either. So it is a balance. I don't say that you are good, but they're to seek Him, and He is preeminent in your life, then you will have the joy of knowing and seeking. So the last one is, under this one was written the spiritual mind, and this the last one is the secure mind, joy that defeats worry. Joy that defeats worry. And that is the very well down verses, Philippians chapter 4, and it is verse 6 and 7. But I will also go in. Start with verse 4.
That's verse 4.
Yeah.
Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
Thank you. So, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. And Philippians, Paul wrote that letter, he was in Rome, and he had chains around him, and a soldier was watching him and everything while he's writing. And I'm sure that Paul didn't keep quiet about who the Lord was to that soldier. They say, I read about that, there were many soldiers who came to Christ through Paul. And therefore, if we are sitting in chain or if we are sitting stuck, we think, Lord, when we ask the Lord to use us, He will use us. He will, yeah. Now I think about here, I met so many of you, but I don't ask me to ask, to say your names again. Yes, Steve is okay, and Debs is okay, but I don't dare to say, Isaac, of course. Yeah, so it is, and I saw you like, yeah, so you see, but you will recognize me if you meet me tomorrow, but I think most of you I will recognize also. And I always say, my name is Magni, and think about magnify the Lord with me, but don't put fire on, and Magni, so it is easy to remember. So we will magnify the Lord, we will lift His name up, and we will make Him known. Even if we have to sit in chains and write, we will say to the soldiers what we have experienced. When I think about open doors, the persecuted churches around the world here, can you imagine about 3 million people tonight, they don't know where they're going to sleep, they don't know where the next meal is, and here it is overflowing for us, and we have to be grateful for it. But think about it, how blessed we are in many, many ways. So, they're coming, then we think, oh, how are we going to pay the bills? How are we going if we don't have a job, and if we haven't this and that? Then it is written there, and my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. He is so interested in us. And I said to someone now tonight about Psalm 32 verse 8, that it is written, I will instruct you, I will teach you, I will counsel you, and I will watch over you with my eye upon you. Is it written in the older version of the Bible, but not the NIV? I will watch with my eye over you. Christ is so interested in us that He can't keep His eye away from us. And I think about, I have a grandchild who is 7 months old, and I wouldn't drop that, you carry it, and then you go like this, aren't you beautiful, and, oh, she, yeah, you see, this is, the Lord is saying to you and me, aren't you beautiful? He carries us the days when we are so tired and shattered. He walks with us when we walk. He is interested in everything. He won't let His eye away from us. Can you imagine? And sometimes we think we are walking alone. We are not. He is with us every step of the way. Yeah, so it is another one who divided up Philippians, the whole book, in joy in suffering, joy in serving, joy in believing, and joy in giving. So you can talk about Philippians like anything. Yeah, so there's so much and such a depth in Philippians that you could be here the whole year in Sheldon and still you haven't been finished with it. So how can I be finished with it in a few minutes? When I read the Isaiah 55 for you about come to the water and don't have money, but just come and buy and all that, and there it is also, you come and you listen and you seek and they're calling upon. So it's all about that when Jesus was crucified and when he had hardly any breath left, it was only John who wrote, it is finished, it is done. He could hear Jesus saying it and he has recorded it because he must have been so near Jesus because he loved him so much. So are we so tuned in? Are we listening to all? I think sometimes we have so much noise around us, so much going on, that we have to be still. And that is the problem sometimes. So many things before I think, oh, I must have a quiet time now. I really must sit down. Then I find 101 things to do. And suddenly the time has gone. But we have to clear things. We have to get and find out, yeah, Jesus has the first place in our life. It is like sometimes they can't see it properly. It's like now, a few weeks ago, I went to a house and I cleaned the window because they were so dirty that suddenly I could see out of them. And it was like I thought, oh, I've mastered to clean windows. I've never done it so much because it is Robert's job to do it. English people, they are very good. English men are very good at cleaning windows, not women. But it is, sometimes they have to clear things, to move things before we can see. Before we can see. And then we have to keep on eating and taste and see how good the Lord is. I will finish off with the Bible verse. There are quite a few, many. I will just tell. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18. Pray always. Pray continually. You have. Can you read?
Yeah. Yeah. 17 and 18.
Yeah, there's, let's come show. 16, 17, 18, yeah.
Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
Yeah, aren't they nice, those verses? So, I will end now for you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you, and then you put your name in, with all joy and peace, as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And just think about it, all what He wants us. We shall not go and hang with our head down. There was a boy who said to his father, is this horse a Christian? And the father said, why do you say that? Because the horse is hanging down like that. And he had seen so many Christians hanging with the head. So you see, we have all the confidence in the Lord. We can raise our head up, lift our head up, and to looking forward and up, because He says you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, I just pray now that you will just fill us again and again with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for that you will fill us with joy, that we are overflowing. Can you help us, Lord, to come to the table and that we are hungry for your word. We just want, Lord Jesus, to come closer to you and to just proclaim you, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. There is no one else. You have died and you have risen, and you just have the whole world in your hand, and you have each one of us. I just pray for the young people here tonight. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you fill each one with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, and they can look to you and they can trust you, and they just rest in you, because you say, come unto me, all you who are heavy-hearted. Come, and I will give you rest. And Lord, you say, I will give you rest. So I just thank you, I just praise you for rest and peace in your precious name. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your goodness, for your mercy upon us, Lord. We just thank you here now for Sheldon. I just want to pray for this area, because a few days ago it was something happened here with planes and all the rest over this place. Lord Jesus, we want you over this place. We want you, Lord Jesus, to come into homes and to places here. Thank you, Lord, that you send Christian groups to this place here, Lord Jesus. and that they know that there are Christian people here in this place. So I thank you again, Lord Jesus, for each one and for the countries they represent, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that they come New Zealand, from Holland, from Scotland and from England and from Brazil, and Lord, you know the countries, and coming into this place, the end of the fjord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and I just praise you. I just thank you. Amen.
Amen.
So, and now you wonder who I go to give this book to. I'm sure everyone thinks the same as me.
Thank you so much, McNeigh. Is there anyone who's got a question while we have you here? This is your moment.
I'm coming back next year.
Are you here?
I'm going to be here.
Oh! Robert, remembers?
Yeah.
I will come for you.
Juicy Mara. Huh? She is Juicy Mara.
Yeah, Juicy. You see, Mara, you said you.
Juicy. No, it's the full name. I don't like it.
You don't like it. But Robert, I have to say that it has been a joy to come and meet all the young people. Not everyone is young, but younger than I am. Yeah, but you don't have any questions. You just know that this is the word of the Lord. I just thought about, you know, I have an NIV. This is my study Bible, and I took it wrong. I just wondered if one verse I want to check upon, and I said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Is that Psalm 34:8? Yes, I mean, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who take refuge in him. Blessed is the woman who take refuge in him. Yeah.